This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. We're celebrating today. Your Cats going to the Stanley Cup Final one more time. One more time, baby.
One more time.
Three in a row.
Three in a row. Okay. Top hats and monocles yesterday to the Carolina Hurricanes.
Uh-oh.
Carter.
With the top hats and monocles, baby.
What a pleasant victory for the Cats. Your fellow felines with a victorious 5-3 win over the Storms of Raleigh. The man they call Alexander Barkov, or his close acquaintances refer to him as Sasha. With his fancy stick work, setting up young Carter Verhaeghe with a splendid score to put the Cats up for good. Coach Ron Brind'Amour had to soak in defeat once more, for he did not suffer a sweep that wasn't a sweep. He suffered the gentleman's sweep. Cats in five.
Cats in five.
We shall all celebrate now with gin and Dairy Queen.
Oh, gross.
Gin and Dairy Queen.
That's what gentlemen do.
Yes,
the gentlemen do.
Oh, Dairy Queen.
Gentlemen drink gin?
Yeah, that's what the old gentlemen do. The old gentlemen do.
Not sure if this is because of the Cats. I don't think so necessarily. When I was looking at Dairy Queen on Uber Eats yesterday, buy one get one free for the
real. Dairy Queen did tweet them yesterday.
Dairy Queen did tweet them.
They were saying a new pregame tradition. So I think the Cats are going to cash in on this whole festivities of the Dairy Queen. I think this is going to be a thing.
This works out better than the Huey Magoo's, because I feel like it's like...
Huey Magoo's is awesome, though.
Huey Magoo's is
but
delicious.
What is there, like two Huey Magoo's?
No. But the problem is that I'm not a big fan of everybody, any place. PDQ does this, too. It's chicken strips, and every meal they make is with those chicken strips, even though they call it so... When you get a chicken sandwich, it's not a chicken breast, it's chicken strips.
PDQ does regular sandwiches.
Ah.
Not expensive. Chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, they do.
They use strips.
Nope. Expensive.
Frequent PDQ after BJJ.
Are you?
Yep.
You're a PDQer, huh?
Son loves the PDQ sandwich.
Loves the PDQ.
Zaxby's does what you're talking about.
Ah, Zaxby's.
Zaxby's. There it is.
Zaxby's. 560, you're on the air. Hello. Hello?
Hey,
you found us? All right.
Leafs fan.
Bum.
I can tell.
Let's hear from the parties that be from the wins last night. First, Paul Maurice, what it means to go to three straight Stanley Cup finals.
So we'll enjoy the game. I'll enjoy the game tonight, just the specific game, because it was clearly not easy, and there were ups and downs, and the emotions and the stage of it. I'll enjoy that tonight. The bigger picture has changed, maybe a little bit for our team. The first time, then you fight to get to the final. It's just such a big deal, and then when you do it a couple of times, you understand that, you know, that you're... three quarters of the way through, and there's lots more that has to happen. So, but we enjoy that one tonight. That was, it was all the elements that make our sport great. They're all over us, like all over us, and we're serving up pizzas, and we don't look like we should have made the playoffs. And then the next thing you know, we look pretty good, right? Those are two. I think Carolina is an exceptionally well-coached team, systematically and identity-wise. So, Yeah, we get to enjoy it tonight.
It's all so bleh.
Eh. He's just relaxed.
Right.
It's a great game, though.
But business as usual.
But here's the deal. With him, he's always that way. So I don't like...
Yeah, but you want to know something? After that first period, they got profanity, Paul, in the locker room.
Yeah.
Bet your ass they did.
Oh, yeah.
You know they did. You know when he saw them, like, that was... Because he, you know,
It was sloppy goals. Like, they kept turning the puck over.
Forsling, like, jeesh. I was like, what are you doing, dude? You know, and Rhino was kind of like, he was out there for a breezy skate on the change. I'm like, hey, guys, we here for a playoff game? What's going on? Yeah, no, they definitely got their...
He threatened them with punitive skate?
Oh. Yeah, or a punitive ass kicking. I don't know what, you know. You think Paul's like the type of guy, like, he'll yell at Nico Mikkola in the locker room because if he yells at the biggest, scariest guy, like, that gets the respect?
Oh, that happens all the time. That used to happen in my locker room. Cause
yell at the biggest guy.
You think he goes, oh, look at you, Nico, putting the meek in Mikkola. Get out there and skate, Condor.
I used to have a coach that would always yell
like
at me.
Man.
He says, because you can take it.
Mm.
And I would look up and say, bring your worst.
Wow. I like that.
I get it. Like, words. Like, no, like,
words.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what they mean.
They mean words.
Exactly.
Right.
Cap for life. What's going on, dude?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, listen. All right, look. I heard Dwork earlier. And Dwork's a good guy. And Roy's home team, bro.
Yep.
But it's very cute for you guys to think that a tradition that Chucky started, and I'm not trying to jinx anything, bro, because the cup has not started. But for the NHL to try to take away something that was magical, memorable, and then it to put us all together, if you think that if we win the Stanley Cup and we're not taking that cup to the beach to get a tan and to chill with us, you're not taking this away from us, okay? I would love the NHL to try to stop us from taking the cup back to the beach because all of a sudden, the cup looks fine after it went to the beach, right?
Looks fine.
It didn't rust, right?
Looks fine.
It looks fine. It looks fine.
It looks fine.
It looks fine. You're totally on, Cap. I don't understand.
That's what the guy with the white gloves is for.
You know what you do if you're that guy?
How can you eat pasta out of it? You can't take it in the water.
Yeah, well, they put a liner in it.
Nah.
So?
I think babies have pooped
it's
in that
salt
thing.
Salt water.
What?
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Why?
Because they try and do, like, cute little newborn photos.
Oh, gross.
You know, with the butt cheeks out.
Oh, I gotcha.
And
so, salt water. So what? You clean it.
That's not good. Baby pooped in the pool the other day.
Did he really? Yeah. That's
not,
that time.
We are not allowed in the pool anymore.
I know where you can get him.
Oh, no. Let's get to some of the guys' thoughts on the play of the night last night because it was
awesome.
Awesome. Let's hear from Paul Maurice on Barkov's move to set up Verhey.
Yeah, it was obviously
Carter.
Paul tonight ranks number one. Taking that. So there's the beauty of Sasha Barkov. He has that ability, but he doesn't try that all the time, right? He's not forcing that part of the game. So he's not, hey, I'm going to try these moves and do this. And if it goes bad, oh, well, it's not about picking your spots. He can sense when it's the right time to try something, right? So for you guys, the overtime goal against St. Louis in the regular season, if you get a chance to watch that one. And what's important about it is that he'd been on the ice forever. He's not an ice hog. He's not floating. He's working. He's got to get off the ice, and then something happened, and he just dominated two players into an incredible play and sent the back of our net. So that, if you're a YouTuber, there's some background there.
He's the best.
That's kind of goosey, so I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
To remember an exact point in which something like this happened.
You ever feel like he's just going to sit there and record an audiobook one day alone in a room, just like by a fireplace?
I think if he told a story, I'd fall asleep. Good.
Why?
Because he's very
kind of soothing. I'd be so intrigued by whatever he has to say.
But if he's telling
a story, every word.
So if he's like an audiobook, it has a different, because you know what's coming, right? But if he's just, if you're talking to him, or just having conversation, he would be the most interesting guy in the world.
Let's hear on Matthew Tkachuk on that play.
Yeah, it was obviously a great goal, and their line there was, you know, switched up the lines at the start, and you know each line was able to get one there. But seems like he's always in the right spot, and it was a great play by both his line mates to start, and then obviously he has the nose for the right areas and a great shot. It wasn't as easy of a shot as it maybe looked. It's off left foot, you know, going backwards and putting it top shelf. So great goal, huge goal, and Eastern Conference winning goal. So pretty big deal there.
Pretty goosies for Kai. This is what Swaggy had to say on the emotions of that goal.
Yeah, we're just joking that next year we're going to wear helmets for the, if we make it for the end. But I mean, yeah, it's so emotional getting to this point in the season. And I mean, we've had so many great contributions from like everyone. And, I mean, but the first year it was definitely a big accomplishment, but we just try and build our game every year. And I mean, it was a lot different this year. We kind of have a different goal in mind.
So clutch. That's why I asked him at media day, you know, how Carter, how are you always in the right spots late in games, you know, cause you're so clutch.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said.
Always in the right spot.
Always in the right spot.
Thank God. Because he could have been in the wrong spot.
He could have been in the wrong spot, but he's always in the right spot.
Wrong spot.
He's always in the right spot, which is why I never doubted Carter Verhaeghe.
Carter Verhaeghe.
I just hear his teeth when he says that.
A lot of breathing.
A lot of
Carter Verhaeghe.
Man, that second H, he pronounces that second H, the one with the G and the E, like.
Carter Verhaeghe.
Just hot. Comes out of his mouth hot.
Mr. President, need a breath mint?
It is hot.
Carter Verhaeghe.
No, I can't.
But it is, I realize now, because he overpronounces that H, this is also how he says ice hockey.
Yeah, we got to get on to ice hockey.
Ice hockey.
Come on.
Oof. All right, take a break. Back after
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
I'm not even...
Still got a pair of tickets to give away to J-Fig's favorite, Shakira.
That when I'm right next to you.
I'm just going by what the liner said.
That's what the liner says.
Can you explain that?
We're not done with the liner.
Ooh. Okay, go ahead. She's a yodeler, right?
She is a yodeler.
She's a yodeler.
Man. Anyway, if you guys want to win those Shakira tickets, we'll give those away before the end of the show at our show at Hard Rock Stadium. So keep on listening.
Hey.
So she's filling arenas still, right?
Stadium.
Guess so.
Stadium.
I would guess so.
Yeah.
Last time she was in an arena, she mushed it.
Mushed?
Mm-hmm. Yep. How'd she mush it?
Man, they just always lose when she's there.
Oh, okay. In fairness,
they always lose playoff games there now, though. Mm-hmm. 8 straight. Not that I'm counting or anything.
Yeah, you're making it sound like it was her fault. Actually, a lot of people
started the trend.
She did, I think, start the trend. She was hanging around Jimmy a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
Little too much.
That's probably why he asked for more money.
Maybe.
Right. Maybe. But anyway, we're celebrating today. One team that doesn't let us down.
Yeah.
Right now. It's the Florida Panthers.
Why you say right now?
Right now, they're not letting us down. Everybody else is letting us down.
I don't think they could ever let us down. This is bonus sports in South Florida. Because 5 years ago, if I told you, okay, we have the Marlins, the Panthers, the Heat, and the Dolphins, who's going to be the first team to win? You would not have picked the Panthers. And so now that they're winning and they're on a historic run, let's just sit back and appreciate it. Let's just enjoy it.
Who's not?
You go right now. Like, it's been a long time, dude.
I don't even understand what you're quibbling on.
You're right now insinuated that they're going to let us down soon enough, when in actuality, your right now was every other team right now sucks except for the Panthers. It's a common miscommunication that makes this show so special.
Thank you.
It's all Tobin said.
That's all I said.
You know what? But you're wrong. Sometimes
use your words.
Use your words.
You know, sometimes
you get like
three of us got it.
No, he's dumb.
You're just sitting here and you're like you're thinking that I'm taking a shot at the Cats, and I'm not.
He's taking a shot, Leroy.
I'm taking a shot at the other bums in town.
Don't let him take a shot at the Cats.
Okay.
But you like a pitcher and a catcher who like can't get on the same page. Like I throw down the deuce, and you're like, yeah, fastball. I'm like, what?
You throw that fastball, Leroy. Don't let him stop you.
We don't use signals no more. We have a buzzer.
Oh.
I'd never use a buzzer with you. I couldn't trust you with it.
What?
Couldn't trust you with it.
With the buzzer?
You'd treat it like a shock collar.
I wish I could put a shock collar on you. I wish I could. That would be awesome. It's like,
Paul Maurice had to explain yesterday. One of the viral moments was he's now refusing the handshake line. He said he was going to do this, and he's a man of his word.
He said coaches shouldn't be out there.
But he's the only one. Like, I think if you watch tonight, and I think that, you know, if it finishes up, I think Knobloch. By the way, have you seen remember that Knobloch, the nerdy looking Oilers coach? There's a lookalike they have that sits right behind. You know the Andy Reid lookalike?
Who goes to the KC
games?
Yeah.
They have one in Edmonton. He looks just like him. It's freaky.
Who has the, like, I mean, it had to be the Bears, right? With Dicka.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they would have thousands of people dressed like Dicka.
Yeah, but everybody can pull off a Dicka, you know, fat mustache.
Wait. What? No, this looks...
Right?
No, this
You're looking at it right now, right?
This guy...
You got a picture?
Yeah, I got a picture. This is ridiculous. This looks almost as if he's not... He just decided in the middle of the game he's going to sit
this guy's stands. A fan. That's the coach.
No, that is...
It's crazy. Chris Knobloch, like, has a lookalike, and he's, like, even had signs where he's like, I'm the real Chris Knobloch.
Okay.
So this guy... But he sits... Like, he looks just like him.
It looks like him after losing another Stanley Cup.
Yes.
The other guy.
It's great. He looks just like him.
Yeah, this is scary, almost.
Somebody could pull off a Paul Maurice. Like, you got to get the glasses, a little receipt. Yeah, you can pull it off. Somebody with a little bit of a receipt.
You got to be that old and be fit.
You said fit?
Fit.
Oh, okay.
Fit. Said old.
No, I didn't say bald.
Look at that. Old. That's crazy.
Apple. It's literally the same guy.
It's the hair. It's the hair. It's the eyes. Like,
yeah.
Does he have a twin?
Eyebrows?
Does he have a twin?
This has to be something like twin brother, huh? Pretty good.
There's two things that'll always get me to pay attention, and that's, of course, a lookalike of a coach, and then in Dallas, you know what they got behind the bench?
What?
With Hooters.
Oh, do they?
Yep. Very distracting for Pete DeBoer.
Oh, like whoa. it's like what they used to do in baseball?
Oh, dude.
Marlins, man.
That's great. That is great.
Here, check this out.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Really?
All game. He's got to deal with that.
Can't focus.
Can't focus. Yikes. He's got Hooters by him all the time.
Jesus.
See?
What a nice personality.
Like Pamela Anderson.
What's he supposed to do?
She has a great personality for sure. Wow. And you know what, though? I give her credit because she's at a lot of games.
Yeah, it's a true fan.
Well, who's she with?
What?
All of us.
She's there for hockey.
Yeah.
She's there for hockey. She loves puck. Anyway. We'll take a break. We'll get to our next game. Boobies, no boobies. I mean, gooses, no gooses.
Oh, okay. That's
great. Back after this.
What?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It is that time on a Thursday where we hand the baton over to Frog Boy and play a little Gooses. No Gooses. Give some topics, and we'll figure out where we got the Gooses or not. Frog Boy, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, what do we got today for Goose No Goose?
All righty, gentlemen. I mentioned earlier that Mike McDaniel addressed...
Call me that one more time.
I apologize. Figgy.
What? That was my mistake.
Figgy, I apologize. Don't
hurt
me. I was
never heard from again.
Learned from their mistakes.
How does my bird kind of sound like a cat?
Meow. Meow.
Mike McDaniel had an interesting review.
Don't
on
be exhausted. You don't know what he's going to say. Maybe you get the gooses.
No, I completely agree, Leroy.
It's May.
And?
There ain't nothing that man can say to give me the gooses in May.
I think it could be before the Super Bowl. I don't think he would give you the gooses.
No, that's not true. That's not true. If he turns it around and they start playing more physical, that'd give me the gooses because okay, that means that
I'm talking about words that he says.
Words.
The only thing that'd give me the gooses if he says we're going to be more physical.
So if he says that right now, you would get the gooses.
Get the gooses.
All right.
Let's see.
What did he talk about?
Well, he talked about the physicality.
He talked about
his quarterback, Tua. What he's been up to recently, trying to improve his game.
The quarterback, the franchise quarterback of a team, that his job is to lead men each and every play and finding different ways to continue the process of evolution for him. That's always been the name of the game for him, and whether that's getting the offense to the line of scrimmage faster, out of the huddle, or whether that's being able to adjust protections, do side adjusts, grow in his game, work on progressions, working on escaping the pocket and getting rid of it. All of the things that a quarterback's asked to do, I think that's where he's at. Is there's nothing, he's dipped his toe in the water with everything, and now it's consistency of mastery, and that's why it's a never-ending exercise.
Wow. Consistency of mastery.
What's the question again?
It was asked about Tua or something like that.
Yeah, he dips his toe in the water when he's on the yachts, and something about he never exercises.
He didn't say that.
Something what? Like that. Never ending.
Hey, wait. Never mind.
I beat science.
It's not Lent.
Never forget.
What?
You were in no position to tell anybody what about being in shape.
Watch this. See that?
What did you break?
It sounded like you broke something.
See the burst?
Meanwhile, just add that chair to the chair boneyard.
We don't have that here anymore.
Shouldn't have been in my way.
Oh, we don't have a chair boneyard?
Not here.
Okay.
Watch out, Chop Robinson's coming off the edge. Kick out!
I got the gooses, just because I like that term.
Gooses.
I like him inventing stuff.
No gooses.
Shocking.
Wow.
No gooses.
Jennifer?
I
don't even know what the hell he's saying.
That's very true. Oh, okay. She's giving us a Mike McDaniel response.
No gooses.
Wow.
No gooses.
Fair. It's fair.
Froggy?
I will say no goosies.
No goosies.
But in regards to him touching different aspects of his game, I think this will be Tua's best year by far statistically.
Okay.
Mm.
All right. That's a claim. What's number two, Froggy?
Number two on the list, as we've come to enjoy this tradition in the locker room following Panthers victories. Leroy's going to love this. We had a special winner of the coveted game puck from the Panthers. Let's watch this video and see if this gives you any goosies, Leroy.
Look at the locker room.
Lead dog, bobble, but hot rod.
Yeah. That's hot. Your boy there, dog.
Evan Rodriguez.
Hey, congrats, fellas, but we know what we came here for. Four more. Let's go.
Hey. So, how tall is he? Or is he still on his skates?
I think he's still on his skates.
Okay, because I was getting ready to say.
He looks like he's walking on skates.
Right. Because, you know, when you first see it, you're like, whoa.
He's 5'11".
Yeah.
But on skates, handsome.
6'2"?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. He kind of looks like Rick Moranis.
They still got to dress nice in hockey if they don't play, huh? They don't do.
Yeah, did you see all the suits?
Yeah, all the suits.
Oh, really?
Doesn't he look like Rick Moranis?
Rick Moranis.
Evan Rodriguez?
Yeah.
A little bit. I see what you're seeing. I see what you're seeing. I see what you're saying.
Honey, I shrunk the kids.
Okay, you can't say that. You just revealed one of my lists, one of my winners on the top five double dip. We're just going to take that one out.
Wait, what? I'm not supposed to know. What? Oh, my goodness.
You're spoiling bits, Leroy.
Spoiling bits. Oh, my goodness. Enough of this.
I got the goosies. What do you think they do with that board afterwards? Goosies. Like, do you think it goes in, like, their locker room archives? Like, what do you think they do with the winning board from last year?
That's cool. I don't know. Where is it? Maybe it's up in the facility.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
It's got to be up somewhere. Got to inspire. You got to look at that and be like,
or
look at that.
Or somewhere in the arena. You know how they have those glasses.
Well, I'm going to reach out to some sauces. We could find out.
We could ask David. He would know.
You think he knows?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask somebody with the team.
Huh?
I was going to ask somebody with the team. I don't think he knows where they keep their treasures.
I'll ask my sources. Too.
Plus, he's in the air right now.
Yeah. Give him a call.
What?
What is he on, Frontier?
I don't know.
Dude, I'm going to tell you. You ever get on a plane and you're just like, the engine starts?
Well, like if a player gets to keep it, it's Barkey, right? Because he's the captain.
Oh.
Nobody keeps the board.
No, you can't.
The board goes up and
keep it.
But where does it go?
They probably put it on the wall somewhere.
Yeah, it's got to be hung somewhere.
Maybe they put it right with like the where they put the replica Stanley Cup.
Maybe. Anyway, I got the goosies for Evan Rodriguez getting the puck. He scored his first goal yesterday in the postseason, and he was awesome, as the Cats were awesome. And also, I love Jesper Boqvist's accent.
No.
You know I got the goosies because Evan Rodriguez.
Yep.
That goosies.
Is he your favorite Panther?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, Seth Jones, huh?
Huh?
What?
Awkward.
I like them for two different reasons, right?
Mm.
Seth Jones, like, the guy's always on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
And, like...
Well, I just remember how hurt you were when
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so. You kept that away from me.
I did.
And
it's a good move.
I was trying to help.
But, so, with Evan Rodriguez, I like, he's feisty. He's always in the mix, right? I just like his action, his activity. So I like him for two different reasons. Plus, he's my Julian Hill.
Anytime goal?
Yeah, I like that.
Jennifer, you got the goosies?
You know, I'm a little cold in here because I have...
Ooh. Oh, she's got a robe!
Oh, Panthers Finland robe?
Yeah.
Oh, because I have the goosies!
Galore.
Wow.
Where did you get the Finnish robe?
Why'd you get a blue one? Didn't they have white?
Says Barkov on it?
Finnish him.
That's cool.
Pretty good.
That's some good swag.
Pretty oh, good. Wow.
Panthers. Panthers.
Panthers.
Panthers.
Panthers. Frogboy?
Yeah, right. If I didn't have the goosies before, after seeing the robe get busted out, then I definitely have the goosies now for sure. I'm going to say Goosey's galore.
Wow. Goosey's galore.
What else we got for Goosey's? No Goosey's. Evan Rodriguez.
Damn. He's good. He is good. I don't think I've heard that one.
Point for Tobin.
All right. Something we haven't really touched on too much. Been too busy celebrating. But Anthony Edwards.
Oh, yeah, there was basketball last night.
There was basketball.
It wasn't much of a game.
Interesting.
Not much.
They pulled a heater. Yeah. Single-digit quarter.
Not good. Not good. That was over very quickly. Anthony Edwards afterwards, though, was quoted as saying he's not hurt by the playoff exits because he's only 23, baby. Gets to do this again over and over and over. Does that give you goosies to hear Ant so confident?
It does give me the goosies because I now surmise that since he's not hurt by a Wolves exit, it means they may be looking elsewhere
earlier than we thought.
Of course. I would say this. I thought that too.
Wow.
Whoa, goosies?
I did. I thought when we lost the championship, we'd just run it back and get back next year. I think as a young player, sometimes you take for granted the opportunities that you get when you to win a championship. Case in point, you think Dan Marino thought that? He had some success so early in his career. You think after 15 plus years, you ever thought at the end of it, I never made it back?
It's tough.
Right. So I would say, like, I get what he's saying, and I think he's trying to, you know, kind of keep it in perspective. That being said, it ain't no guarantee you're going to get back.
Not with them. I want to look for
this guy.
More fertile ground.
What are you doing?
What?
You always, why you, no matter what I say, you always have side interests.
Oh, we're on the same page, you and me. We're agreeing.
How are we on the same page?
Yeah, you're saying, you know, he may not get back there. And I'm saying, yeah, maybe definitely not with Minnesota. You know, who knows?
There's one guy that I just can't imagine him getting there with.
Hmm.
You know.
Old, the big croissant?
Yeah.
Jennifer?
I got the goosies.
Goosies.
No goosies for you?
No goosies.
Huh.
No goosies.
Froggy?
You know what? I'm going to say no goosies as well.
No goosies.
Just because Leroy's right. Like, yeah, sure, you made it a couple times, but, you know, you never know if it's always going to be like that unless you come to Miami.
Right.
Exactly. I think just things change from year to year on your team or what have you. And here's what's going to happen. They traded so many assets for Rudy Gobert, right? That where does that put them moving forward with their ability to add more talent around Ant? That, you know, so, like, yeah, those things.
They're expensive, and they're going to get probably more because they're probably going to lose Naz Reid. They'll probably.
Right,
you know,
that's what I'm saying.
They're going to end up having to trade somebody. I mean, you know, we'll see what happens with Randle, too, but it's.
Would you take Randle?
On the Heat?
Yeah.
Nah, too weird of a fit. Because it was available last year, too, and I was just like, that's too weird of a fit with Bam. And now Khalil.
But the guy you want is Wiggins in a perfect world. A guy like that.
What?
In a perfect world.
Yeah.
4 years left on that Ant deal. Maybe too early to make a stink. Well, you never know.
I mean, it never stopped anybody before.
Is he open and getting really, really fat?
Could he get himself into some kind of trouble where it's like, oh, we can't have this
guy
around?
He doesn't seem like the type, though. But your other option is Ja.
Hmm.
I'm still trying to figure out how Ja fits down here.
At Tootsie's.
I don't know.
A lot of space.
But Ja, I'll catch a grenade for ya.
Okay.
Wow, Tobin.
What?
Hey, no, really.
What?
Do you think Ja fits down here?
I think he does.
Do we have any fits?
Bam.
Misfits.
Yeah, we have misfits. That's a point, Jennifer.
Thank you.
That's good. Misfits.
That is good.
Point for Jay Finn.
I
tried whispering that.
Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.